नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Verse 29.
बस्सान मुञ्जन कदाचित समे क्रोश संजात हाश स्वतेय स्वाच्याथ्य दधिपता कल्पते स्थे योगे मर्कान मोक्षन भी जाती साचे तान्य भांड भिन्नती द्रव्यालाभे ग्रह स्वग्रह कुपितो यात्या प्रकेशुतो कान
प्रभुपाद नाउ दिस पोर्शन पर्टिकुलरली कनेक्टेड द प्रीवियस वर्स इन विच द ऑब्जर्विंग द वेरी अट्रैक्टिव चिल्ड्रन चाइल्डिश रेस्टलेसनेस ऑफ कृष्णा सो द गोपीज दे कम and they start complaining mother Yashoda and this is the statement when the gopis they come to mother Yashoda and they start saying because this is from the part from Lord Krishna shows the universal form this is the chapter and this is the complaint which gopis lodging with mother Yashoda Our dear friend Yashoda, your son sometimes come to our houses before the milking of the cows and releases the calves. And when the master of the house become angry, your son merely smiles. Sometimes he devises some process by which he steals platable curd, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys are assembled, he divides it with them. And when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they do not take more, he breaks the pots. Sometimes, if he gets no opportunity to steal butter or milk from the house, he will be angry at the householders. And for his revenge, he will agitate the small children by pinching them. Then, when the children begin crying, Krishna will go away. Parpat Vajsala Prabhupada. The narration of Krishna's naughty childhood activities would be presented to Mother Yashoda in the form of complaints. Sometimes Krishna would enter the house of the neighbor, and if he found no one is there, he would release the calves before the time for the cows to be milked. The calves are actually supposed to be released when their mothers are milked. But Krishna would release them before that time, and naturally the calves would drink all the milk from their mothers. When the cowherd men saw this, they would chased Krishna and tried to catch him, saying, here is Krishna doing mischief, but he would flee and enter another house, where he would again devise some means to steal butter and curd. Then the coward man would again try to capture him, saying, here is the butter thief, better capture him. And they would be angry, but Krishna would simply smile, and they would forget everything. Sometimes in their presence, he would begin eating curd and butter. There was no need of Krishna to eat butter, since his belly was always full, but he would try to eat it, or else he would break the pots and distribute the contents to the monkeys. In this way, Krishna was always engaged in mischief making. If in any house he would not find any butter or curd to steal, he would go into the room and agitate the small children sleeping there by pinching them, and when they cry, he will go away. Here, what is the purpose? We are talking about Krishna or his pastime. It's like, you know, in a battle of Arukuru, battlefield, he was fighting, and once, you know, he ran away, run short. He's stealing. And we are talking about his pastime. He was dancing with the wives of some other people at the night time. Many people, you know, Sahaji or so-called Brahmins, or they criticize, why Krishna is doing all this? Some people say even Ram is better than Krishna. Actually, he has one wife. Krishna is all the time playing with so many people and is creating bad precedent, but people cannot understand Krishna. Janma karma chame dibyam jo beti tatvata tatva deham punarjanmana mohmeti skontya. It's very difficult to understand janma karma of Krishna, activity of Krishna. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, they were not able to understand activities. Though they knew very well that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, they were not fools. But they never considered, they never imagined that Krishna will come in Vrindavan from his abode and he'll play this type of mischief. And so they also acted like demons. Krishna killed 21 demons, and 3 of them he has not killed. Actually, though they acted something like that, one is Indra, one is Brahma, and another is Kaliya. So why Krishna is doing all this? Why Krishna comes here? For this purpose? You see, though he said, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya duskutam dharma sansthapa apri sambhavami yoge yoge. He comes here to give pleasure to devotee. And one of the 64 qualities, one quality is the very special quality. Out of these 4 qualities, Krishna has a special 4 quality, and one is Krishna's pastime. Krishna's pastime is very unique. And if we can understand that, only Krishna's pastime, what will be the result? Tattva deham punarjanam. We are not to take birth in this material world. Vish dukhale asasvatam. It's not a place for gentlemen to live. Krishna is coming. Why? Why he should come? Just like, you know, somebody was mentioning, that why Krishna, Birbal was telling Akbar, why? Akbar was telling me, why your Krishna has to come all the time? He can send his representative. And then that story, that one day Birbal wanted to give reply of this question of Akbar. So he is very intelligently made one putla, means one child exactly resembling Akbar's son. And both of them were some near the lake. And in the presence of Akbar, he knew that he thought Birbal has taken my son. So he intentionally threw that toy in the water. And Akbar thought, oh, what is this? So immediately Akbar jumped in the water. And thereafter, Birbal told him, you see, you asked me the question, why your Krishna has to come all the time? Why he is not sending his representative? So Birbal replied, you know, you are so many gods, people, friends standing here. Why you have not asked them when your son, you saw your son is drawing? So this is the way, because of love. Krishna love. And the total purpose of this Leela, Krishna is attracting us because we got so much entrapped in this material world. And for that purpose, Krishna comes, he comes and he is taking avatar. Now here, in this particular sloka, I have been given list here. The list of the mischief Krishna was making in this sloka itself. You know, he will come. He will, before the milking of the cows, he will relieve the calves. He's smiling. Steal the butter. This butter, milk, curd. He will eat. And when he himself is, though he's always full, but then he will give to the monkeys. And then after giving to the monkeys, he will break these pots. And sometimes, if there is no butter, you know what he will do? He will go inside the room and pinching the kids. You know, why is he doing all this? Means everybody must have butter and milk in their house. If they are not having, I tell you one story. Once I was in Washington on 4th July. And 4th July is the Independence Day of America. It's a little karmi story, but I'll connect it. I have gone to see the 4th July Independence Day. And 2 o'clock, the Independence Day program was over at 2 o'clock at night. And I thought I'll go to temple and get taxi or something. There was nothing available at that time. So there was a hotel nearby. Restaurant, not hotel, restaurant. I thought I'll stay in this hotel, means a restaurant, for 2 hours. And morning time I'll go to temple. I have gone to that restaurant very near to White House. And it was all black people and all that. Very heavy drink was going on there. I thought, well, I cannot go anywhere else. So I told the lady who was on the counter that, you see, I'm a strictly vegetarian person. Please give me something like a limca or something so I can drink. And I want to pass some time here. Then I have to go. So don't worry. I'll make arrangement. You sit in that corner. So I was sitting in a corner. And all of a sudden, five black people with guns, they entered the restaurant. And when they entered the restaurant, you know, they do anything. They ask money from the people, give some money, give some dollar. And if you don't give, they will shoot. So they were coming to me. So somehow or other, I don't know, this lady came there and said, he is foreigner, he doesn't know, he is not following any language. He is not eating anything. He is just drinking some coke on this limca. And he will not understand anything. Please don't bother him. Now why I am conveying this story? These rascals, dacoits, or people who are coming, they want, everybody must have some money in their pocket. If they are, you are not having money, it means you are not worth living in this world, and they will shoot them. So Krishna is connecting here that you must have butter. If you are not having butter in your house, I will pinch your children. This is the punishment he is giving. So Krishna was very, very much interested to see that go vaha brahman hitaye che. See, people must have milk, must have, you know, and that they must be respected for the taking care of the brahman. Now, coming to the point that why Krishna is playing this type of activity, this is stated in Mukunda Mala Sutra. Why he is playing this type of activity? And King Kulsekar explains it that until unless, Srila Prabhupada has given an explanation for that until unless we have accumulated heap of pious activities, in other words, after they had performed, after they have perfected their loving devotion to Lord through many, many lifetimes, he appears in person to reciprocate with them in the specific mood. So, according to our desire, it's not just he is coming. Because when Krishna appears, he is coming to fulfill our desire. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya yuntishtiti. He's sitting in our heart. And we have done a lot of pious activity in the previous life. Then he will come for that purpose. And see the purpose. Again, here it is mentioned. Krishna enjoy playing as son of Nanda. Why is playing Nanda? Because they have done a lot of heaps of pious activity in the previous life. And Krishna would sometime delight his parents by carrying father's wooden sleeper on his head. Now playing this type of activity, sleeper on the head. And the see the extreme, Narad Muni, when he is going to Dwarka, this is Vrindavan activity. And when he goes, Narad Muni goes to the Dwarka, what he is seeing there? That. And Krishna would also enjoy the magnificent pastime in Dwarka, where he lived in unequal opulence of 16,106 palaces with an equal number of queens. Narad once visited the visited the Lord at Dwarka and saw him engaging in the various pastime in his many palaces. This is the way. Krishna is fulfilling the desire of everybody. So, to understand these activities of Krishna, Janma Karma Chame Dibyam, as stated by King Kulshekhar in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he said, same slok he has mentioned here, one who knows the transcendental nature of appearance and the activities, do not upon leaving the body take his birth again in this material world, but attain my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is 4.9, Janma Karma Chame Dibyam. But the Srila Prabhupada, very important thing he has written in the purport. Therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, means childish pastime, why Krishna is doing all that? To teach us that from the beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attention to Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, make offering by worshipping the deity, chant the holy name of the personality of Godhead, and preaches about the glorious activity of the Lord as much as possible, he thus becomes attached to Krishna. By seeing this Navda Bhakti, Sarunam Kirtanam Vishnuvishwaram, that if we see physically these activities, then the attachment which is called asakti, when one's mind is attached to Krishna, Mayadakshi, one can fulfill the mission of life in this one human birth. If one misses the opportunity, one does not know where he is going, how long he will remain the cycle of birth and death, and when he will again achieve the human form of life and chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person therefore use every moment of his life to render devotional service to the Lord. So this human life is given for this purpose, not for economic development. That is, as I always say without fail, that is already destined according to our past karma. So we have not to bother for that. We have to do our duty, just which is very, very essential. So, but we have to understand that Krishna is sitting in our heart. And but if you are doing several other sevas, she is sitting in our heart. And many people are not all the time busy, 24 hours in temple. Outsiders, grastha ashram, people are doing several other activities. Now what Krishna says, recently I was reading book of Bhakti Bhav by Devamish Swami Maharaj. Now people are busy for doing their work, what Maharaj says here, Bhakti Bhav awards everyone the opportunity to do something for Krishna. Even if you have to work hard most of the work in support of the family, still discover some service you can regularly do and then put your heart into it. Whatever service you are doing, do it. Actually, Mandir coming by the grasta most of the time in scene is a ritual. How to make it spiritual? The time and energy which we have given for our material education or for office purpose to get some promotion, if we can give that some percentage of that quality time which we have given for our education, material education, and for our job, if that quality time we can give to Krishna, not ritual, but make it spiritual, then what will be the result? Even if you would go to work hard most of the week and support the family, still discover some service you can do regularly and then put your heart into it. Krishna understand your situation. You are very busy. You are giving some time to Krishna, but give that time Krishna, that time quality time. Don't make it ritual. He is sitting in your heart. He knows how you are trying to please him. Having this confidence in him, we can then push ahead with developing our, what is that? Emotional wealth of devotee. Real thing is, we have to develop some emotional relationship with Lord. See, day before yesterday, I was at the residence of Muridhar Prabhu. Giri Gordon wanted to go there for some teeth problem. But see, Mataji phoned me, Radharani, please come. Giri Gordon is coming, his wife coming, you come with your wife. And devotee, they want some excuse, because that is their emotional wealth. Now, I was very surprised actually when I saw 6-7 people were there on all that, and Suki, she was cooking dosa, and actually the room in which she was cooking, there was no proper ventilation. She was prospering. Dwarka, this Muridhar Prabhu came after 9 o'clock. Means he was in his. How they are serving devotees? If devotee come to their place for the disease, they find out the opportunity, because the bhakti is in their heart. They want an excuse to serve. There was no servant even at night time to clean all the pots. But when the opportunity, they always find out some opportunity how to serve other people. And that is the quality. That is the purpose. Though he is busy. All the time he is busy. Mataji is busy. But they will find out some excuse how we can serve other people. And serving the devotee is more important. Whether I am a devotee or not, that's a different question. But then serving Lord. And they have understood that point, and that's why, you know, they, whenever any sannyasi, guru, GBC, from anywhere, any part of the world, they are coming there, and how the Prabhuji will treat him by putting his miss. The problem is very serious throughout everywhere, and how much care he is taking for the devotees, because that has gone deep in their heart. And this is the most important point which we have to understand. Now coming back to the sloka, Krishna enjoy greater taste of mellow then he plays his role as back to Godhead. He is not very much interested that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. He enjoys more by Das, Dasanu Das. That's why Lord in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here to serve the devotees. The real, you will see the Leela. Actually, in this material world, you will find the people are suffering very, very much. And to give them material facility is not the purpose of Lord. Actually, once Srila Prabhupada was in Pune, and he has gone there for purpose of some collection of funds for construction of a Jew temple. And about 300 top people of Pune were present there at that time. So one of them, Mr. Malhotra, he's also now, he's present, he's a very good friend of ours. So in Pune, he asked question on behalf of other people. Prabhupada, we need schools, colleges, hospitals. Why you are so much interested for the purpose of construction of temple and which you have planned to spend 3 crores of rupees? It must be now 300 crores, the temple today. But 3 crores, at that time, Srila Prabhupada said that everybody is doing philanthropic work throughout the world. All these universities, colleges throughout the world, there. You see, in the university in America, all the universities you will find, whether Harvard or Princeton or all that, these universities were made by churches, not for the purpose of this material education, so you can become highly educated and to earn money. And money means to sense gratification. These people who are getting today's education, they are like eagle. Eagle will go 7 miles away on the sky, but the eagle is all the time in search of where I'll get some flesh. So this today's education is teaching us where to get sense gratification, eating and sleeping. Sense gratification means nothing else. These two things, eating and sleeping. And these people, by getting material education, they are becoming very, very sophisticated, you know, 2 lakh polished animals if Krishna consciousness is not given to them. Today's education, if Krishna consciousness is not given, that's why you will see big scan throughout the world. Big companies, you will be shocked how much salary people are getting, but they do all mischievous things. Because in spite of the higher education, all that. So this today's education is actually, and you will find not only education, you see, they think that the pragati, that the progress, they have to make some progress. Prabhupada said, what is progress? Tell me, give me the definition of progress. You want to run on these 4-wheelers, cars? Where you are going, what you are achieving. You know, you cannot get rid of 4 things, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, age, old age, disease, death. Whatever progress people have made throughout the world, in spite, you know, President Kennedy in America was told, don't go to Dallas because there is a problem. In spite of the best possible advice given by the CBI, he has gone there and he was shot dead there. So one thing we have to understand very clearly. Why we are afraid of death? It is not in our hand. If it has to come, it will come. 9/11. 3,000 people were killed.
we cannot do anything. Why we are wasting our time to making arrangements? So much arrangement people are making for the purpose of just how can I become happy? Are happiness, health, everything is already, you do the needful, but real purpose of life is not to make economic development, take care of health. Oh, I have got a wonderful car. Body, our body is like a car. Just give little, whatever is needed, water, little, you know, gas, give them. But not all the time. Oh, my car. This is the way people are working today. Because they have no education. Nobody is telling them. The total world is very much in need of this Krishna Katha. If they, people real hankering for pastime of Krishna and the purpose for which Krishna appears in this material world. The purpose is, you see, it is stated here, the purpose in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, 6th verse. Material miseries of the living entity, one can get rid of them by devotional service. Bhagavatam says in the first canto, you can get rid of them. But people have no knowledge of Krishna Katha. So Vyasadev compiled the Vedic literature. And in that Vedic literature, whatever pastime Krishna has performed, he has narrated them to attract us. Those attraction of those stories, will change our heart, will make us Krishna conscious. If we hear, just like knowingly or unknowingly, if we are hearing Krishna Katha or reading Krishna Katha, that will change our heart. Just like knowingly and unknowingly, somebody is drinking poison. He is going to die. In the same way, somehow or other, this is given to us. But people have no time. They are so busy in their business because nobody told them that don't waste your time. You see, there must be determination. The question is only, people have no determination and no association. They are sick people. It is the duty of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada said, it is our duty that we should go. Just if somebody is sick, he will come to a hospital or doctor. But if somebody is, suppose, very seriously sick, then that person cannot come. Most of the people are seriously sick. So it is our duty that we should go there and we should give them this pastime of Krishna. Pastime of Krishna are so wonderful. You can go on narrating these stories to them. This specific purpose of the appearance of Lord to mitigate the anxiety of the devotees. Actually, he comes here in the material world. He says, Paritrana Sadhunam, who wants to see him in his original Vrindavan pastime. See, therefore, the prime purpose of Krishna's avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. And a specific purpose of appearance of Krishna to mitigate the anxieties of the pure devotee who want to see him in the original Vrindavan pastime. Now this is the purpose for which we come. Krishna comes here in the material world and he is giving us certain instruction by way of in Bhagavad Gita. And in the I will come to the last point here, because total leela of leela means pastime of Lord
is to develop bhakti bhav. As Devamis Swami has said in his book. And Chaitanya Charitamrita has stated that Lord Krishna enjoy greatest taste of transcendental mellow when he is performing these pastimes. So, we have to come to the conclusion, as stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna's pastime which he has played here, as stated in this 10th canto, he has taken care, though he was picking up Govardhan Parvat and he was, you know, killing Putana, and people were confused sometimes. They were thinking, Gopas were asking Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj was telling, yes, Garg Rishi, Garg Muni had said something like that. But Krishna's pastime, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, pastime never disturbed Krishna that he was son of Yashoda. In spite of all doing this thing, he will, by his yoga maya potency, he will create such situation in spite of showing the universal form in the mouth of the mother. But that pastime is never disturbed. In Gopal Champu, it is stated that until unless we hear Krishna Katha and tears come in from our eyes, our stone-like my heart will never get melted. But by hearing this Krishna Katha, one day our heart will get melted. In Anand Vrindavan Champu, it is stated, the total purpose of all this katha, what Krishna is doing in this 10th canto particularly, is what type of thing, you know? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, in Mahaprakash Leela, he was telling Siddhar Kolechar, just see, when he called him and he told him that, see, what you want, I'll give you everything. And he's saying, I want same pastime when you are coming to my shop and a banana leaves he was selling, and Krishna was force telling him, give me half price, and sometimes he will steal even. He says, I'm interested in that pastime. These are the pastime. Nobody can understand them. Thes, Mahesh, Ganesh, the Dinesh, Anadi, Achid, Bata, Tae, Ahir, Ki, Chochariya, Chachiyavar, Chachpa, Nachin, Nachave. Means the gopis, they were asking Krishna, you dance and we'll give you little chach, buttermilk. Even Brahma and Indra and Devtas cannot understand that Krishna, that bhakti bhav, that emotional dynamics of devotee, that bhakti bhav will develop if we are ready and willing to give some quality time to Lord. We have given a lot of time to people. You know, when he was showing his Virat Roop, time is over. And Yashoda Mata said, what is this Krishna? Then a cat will come and make noise, meow. And he will come immediately and take shelter of. And this, when the clouds were making sound, he will come. And when he saw the universal form, why is he showing all these things? Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these leelas of Krishna, whatever he has done as a pastime, it's very difficult to people say why he was playing, as I said in the beginning, playing with the girls, dancing with them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very strict. He was, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a statement in the case of Haridas Thakur, when he has just gone for begging, and there he said, why you have talked to that Mataji? Okay, I reject you, and he committed suicide. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so strict in his dealing with the Matajis. He said, if I can get the dust of lotus feet of gopis, my life will be successful. So this pastime of Lord, whatever he has performed, is only for the purpose of, he is showing us that we can develop some, by hearing this pastime only, we can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Time is over. Hare Krishna. Shri Granth Rahasya Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.